Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
Hi, everybody. Episode 066 of the Daughter of Godcast. My name is Dan Kelly, a.k.a. Shri Fuji Split. And, I'm feeling a little under the weather. I have been for the past couple days. I started my Wim Hof practice. I restarted it, but I didn't start it soon enough to avoid catching the stuff that's been going around. And but the crazy thing is that this experience of being sick is actually a lot more fun than it usually is. And I think it's because of Wim Hof. Like last night, I had this awesome multi-layered dream sequence thing where I was like some kind of a BBC documentary was happening around me in this podcast. And I was getting these incredible shots of me laying in bed in this sort of half hallucinatory state, talking about the podcast and saying really cool stuff. And while I was laying there, I kept waking up and going, do I actually have that footage? This is going to be a really easy podcast if I actually have that footage. it turns out that I didn't have that footage because I was just dreaming. But I thought what I'd do is I'd lay here in bed and I would sort of recreate that feeling just because it was cool. And so here I am. I'm laying in my black blankets talking to you today. Episode 066, as in that romantic American highway, Route 66, or two-thirds of the Mark of the Beast. Last week, in episode 065, we took a 48-hour hiatus from Daughter of God and attempted the ridiculous, slamming together a music video for Dee Dee and Josh's new song, Strange Lullaby. Even with production help from the illustrious James Weston Shaberg and a couple of hours of child care by Sharon Jones, this was a far-fetched objective, pretty much impossible. To maintain peak spiritual fitness, I recommend attempting the impossible at least 3 times a week. Arthur C. Clarke even has a law about this. The only way of discovering the limits of the possible is to venture a little way past them into the impossible. Discovering limits is not like discovering a rogue asteroid or discovering how to substitute bananas for eggs when baking vegan cornbread. Limits are transient, fickle. Next time we venture into the impossible, they might not even be there. And even if they are, eventually, like tongues licking lollipops, desire dissolves limits. Limits are as candy to desire. Once we know what we want, we're going to find a way to be, have, or do that, even if generations come and go in the process. The point of venturing into the impossible is to figure out which delicious limits we want to lick. We're back in 2016 for this episode, that year so full of fun, not only for me, but for the whole United States. Smack dab into the impossible, America plunged headlong. Donald Trump was elected president. Gah! Yet, here we are, a year later, and pretty much business as usual. Replace a crafty, suave, and charming black guy with a smarmy, befuddled white whiner. The poles apart. And America is still pretty much the same. Endless war, Christmas shopping, binging on Netflix. Smack dab in the impossible. Notice anything? The president doesn't matter. Who Americans elect has zero effect on the overall trajectory of their nation, because the United States isn't a democracy at the moment. Maybe hasn't been for the better part of a century. A democracy consists of citizens, not consumers. Not only has there not been a nuclear war, but the economy is humming along, which is what consumption is all about. So there you go. And if you've been searching for the silver lining and haven't found it quite yet, that's what's excellent about Trumpy as president. This last year proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that American democracy doesn't exist. If having an incompetent groping dope in the nation's highest office was really a problem, the world would be way worse off. But we're pretty much where we were with Mr. Fabulous, Obama, the drone wizard. So thank you, Trump, for plucking the mote from our eyes. We could revisit the other unspeakable horrors of 2016, including Hillary Clinton and her DNC, where Bernie stopped the roll call. He looked so tasty in his giant carrot costume dangled before us during the Democratic primaries. Look at me. I'm smart. I'm a socialist. 2016 was brilliant theater. After the primaries, I made a little video from the bathtub to try and get America to vote third party. Because America.
My name's Dan Kelly, and I'm in a bathtub, and I have an idea that I'd like to share with you, my fellow Americans, that's kind of out of the box. Maybe this would be fun. It makes some interesting things possible in our country. Why am I in the bathtub talking about this? Well, first of all, I needed a bath. Sex sells. We all know that. I'm a fairly sexy person for a middle-aged white man. I am naked. We're working with what we've got. So what if all the people who hate the Republican candidate and all the people who hate the Democratic candidate found each other and paired off? I don't like your candidate. You don't like mine. I realize that my candidate isn't perfect either. If I had somebody cooler to vote for, I would. But I'm afraid if I vote for somebody cooler, you're going to vote for your horrible candidate. But you know, you're a human being and maybe you're my neighbor. Our kids play together, or I really like the fishing lures you make. What if Americans who hated either candidate paired off with each other and said, look, I promise to vote for the third party candidate of my choice if you promise to vote for the third party candidate of your choice? What does that do? Your votes are basically canceled as far as the mainstream election goes, and it doesn't affect the mainstream election either way. Oh, it's hot. What happens then? You get a lot of flowers sprouting from one seed. You're building bridges with people in your own community who you don't necessarily agree with. We're both, you know, Americans, and we both live together, and we gotta figure this out. The whole two-party system is like, we're gonna do this together, and we're gonna totally opt out of the two-party system. These libertarians and the Greens specifically, which are pretty much viable parties at this point, or could be by the election in all 50 states. They're in the debates. They're more prominent. They're out there. And okay, all those cool things would happen. Well, some small percentage of Americans might break their trust to other Americans. It's possible. If you make a promise to someone and they make a promise to you, can you go there? I think so. I gotta dunk because I am so hot and sweaty right now. All right. What do you think, America? You must know someone. You Hillary hater, you Trump hater. You must know someone that really likes Hillary. or that really likes Trump, and maybe you miss, and maybe you're a little bit peeved at because of this whole divide and conquer scheme. Did you realize that this divide and conquer thing is not an accident? They're trying to drive us away from each other. And then people say, oh, Dan Kelly, what the heck do you know? And you're talking to us from a bathtub, for heaven's sake. As things stand right now, Jill Stein and Gary Johnson have no chance of winning. However, we, the people, have a chance of flipping the entire system. And what if? And that's the excitement of this. The excitement of this is not that we're in trouble and we're in danger from whoever, whatever person you think we're in trouble from or in danger from. We can change everything with this election by just deciding to pair off and vote third party. Go make friends with somebody you don't agree with and promise them, get them to promise you, and just do it. I'm a sexy white male in the bathtub. Yes, yes, I am. Your particular friend group, your people, your tribe may or may not be down with listening to some dude, white, heterosexual, middle-aged white guy. Did I say white enough times? White guy rambling on about what he thinks you should do. Do it yourself. You can be in a bathtub. You could be in a swimming pool. You could dress up in a suit and tie under the trees in a factory. No one's paying me to do this. I'm taking valuable time out of my intense schedule of polishing plastic dinosaur bones, which is actually a thing, to do this video for you, for America. Why? Because America. Why? Why? Because America. Why? Why? Because America.
What so proudly we hailed as the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
Silly, really. Pointless. But you know what's cool? Along with my science fiction readings from episode 064, Because America planted the podcasting seed. There. See? What's this podcast all about again? About making movies, specifically The Daughter of God. And 500 words into this episode, we're finally talking about what matters. Creative leverage. Finding our own power. If elections in the USA are a sham, if politicians are collie dogs herding us in for another shearing or maybe even slaughter, if America is only nightmare theater, then what's to be done? Let's play a new game. Let's create, invent, innovate, identify potent desire, and start licking those yummy limits. Answer your own yearning. What is your heart's desire? I started my new game about 12 years ago, making an independent featurette film. I freely admit I had no idea what I was getting into. I only knew finally, at long last, I was going to pay attention to what I really wanted. Daughter of God has repeatedly brought me right to the edge of my experience, and then in 2016, beyond. Now I'm ahead of the edge, surfing into the impossible. I'm not quite done talking with you about 2016. They're still acknowledging my improbable gender, more clues about owning magic, all the beings that left flesh, the annoying vampires who faded out, and the wondrous new friends who stepped up. For sure, we're coming to the end of this history. In the next 4 weeks, we'll wrap up the past with a festive bow just in time for Christmas. Then fasten your seatbelts. We're going to finish a feature film. We've been licking limits with episode 066. Impossible! Accepting that American democracy is fake is only half as crazy as believing 9/11 was an inside job or that Tesla technology took down flying saucers at Area 51. Why do we continue buying into this ghastly dominant paradigm? Because peril is exciting. Things have got to seem pretty dire to hold our interest, godlings that we are. What was unthinkable just over a year ago is now the new normal. Unless You're ready to grab the tiller of this mystery ship, play a new game, embrace your kooky, embarrassing desires, and become the answer to all of your questions. Allies are everywhere. Teachers, groupies, whatever. We are already in heaven.